coming. You can read their mind, you can see from behind, you can read the fine. The game as we know it, one dream at a time. I'm American dreaming.
My bitch at the top of food chains. They local, I don't even know the name. I've been fresh since a kid, ain't never played. I just picked up a back in Rotterdam. I'ma whip out the Mac and pop your brain. I do what I want and shout it can't. I do what I feel and shout it can't. I'm digging, I digging, shout it lame. And all of the bitches say they dig that. From Maine way to Spain. All I got is some chicken for the thots. I take on like a plane. I'm gonna be like a rocket man, yeah, like a rocket man, yeah, yeah. I'm a rocket man. On a private hunter, I'm a rocket launcher. It gotta be the pride of something. I bought that man is stumbling. I stumble up on a mill. I stumble up on a million five. I spent a fortune on double seals. If I tell you the numbers, you probably cry. If I tell you you're faking, you probably die. These days, if he say that he hit, then he probably lied. If you say you got wings and some fish, then you probably fried. Got my carrots out of Bunny Clyde. She let me back in like she never cried. She let me back in like I never lied. I look like a cat with 11 lives. I really kiss shit, you can ask a fly. I'm steady chasing like I'm never tired. I'm living scary like 100 highs. La mama says that I can put a fly.
I'm a rocket man.
I'm a rocket man.
Okay, so that was for my brother who said that nothing I played last week fit his taste, which I understand since, you know, he has much worse taste than I do. I'm just kidding, I actually really like that song. So, Max, my currently international listener, that song was for you, and I hope everybody else listening could notice that was a remix of Rocket Man by Elton John, and it's just a really good song. Also, since today is technically Halloween, happy Halloween to anybody listening right now or later tonight. It's the spookiest night of the year. It is kind of spooky, actually, at this time when you're walking around and there's absolutely nobody out. It's pretty crazy. But for now, I'm not going to play a spooky song. I'll get to that later. For now, this is Annie's Song by John Denver.
You fill up my senses like a night in a forest, like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a storm in the desert, like a sleepy blue ocean. You fill up my senses, come fill me again. Come let me love you, let me give my life to you. Let me drown in your laughter, let me die in your arms. Let me lay down beside you, let me always be with you. Come let me love you, come love me. Like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a storm in the desert, like a sleepy blue ocean. You fill up my senses, come fill me.
Pine trees lining the winding road, I've got a name, I've got a name. Like a singing bird in the croaking toad, I've got a name, I've got a name. And I carry it with me like my daddy did, but I'm living the dream that he kept here.
Moving me down the highway, rolling me down the highway, moving ahead so life won't pass me by. Like a north wind whistling down the sky, I've got a song, I've got a song. Like the whippoorwill and the baby's cry, I've got a song, I've got a song. And I carry it with me and I sing it loud. If it gets me nowhere, I go there proud. Moving me down the highway, rolling me down the highway, moving ahead so life won't. Thank you.
rolling me down the highway, rolling me down the highway, moving ahead so life won't pass me by.
So, as I said last week, I have to make an educational announcement during every show, a public service announcement, which before I do that, I actually learned why that was, is because previously, Tufts was once registered as a rock radio station. However, in the 80s or 90s at some point, they decided to play a prank and boost their signal with the running wires or the tracks from the T, causing their signal to be boosted all the way to Nashua, and that lost them their certification. And when they got recertified, they couldn't go as a rock normal music radio station, so they got certified as a educational radio station, which requires us once an hour to read our public service announcements, apparently. So, numbers to think about: American alcohol consumption. Just 10% of the adult population drinks more than 3/4 of all the alcohol consumed in the United States, while 30% of American adults don't drink at all, and another 30% average less than one drink per week. The top 10% of American adults, 24 million of us, consume an average of 74 drinks per week, more than 10 drinks a day. Some numbers to think about. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. So from that public service announcement, you got some good information, I guess. And it would also seem like some other good little tidbits of knowledge that you'll probably never need, because who's ever going to ask you about a random fun fact about WMFO radio? But in case somebody does, now you know it.
Breaking my heart, you're leaving. Maybe I'm grieving. But if you wanna leave, take good care. Hope you have a lot of nice things to wear. But then a lot of nice things turn bad out there. Remember you like a child, girl.
remember you like a child girl. Thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world at one, and I believe it could be someday it's going to come. 'Cause out on the edge of darkness there rides a peace train. Oh, peace train, take this country, come take me home again. Now I've been smiling lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, peace train sounding louder,
ride on the peace train.
Ooh, ooh. Come on the peace train, it's peace train. Good friends too, 'cause it's getting nearer, it soon will be with you. Come and join the living, it's not so far from you, and it's getting nearer, soon it will all be true. Oh, peace train sounding louder,
out on the peace train.
Come on. Crying lately, thinking about the world as it is. Why must we go on hating? Why can't we live in bliss? 'Cause out on the edge of darkness there rides a peace train. Oh, peace train, take this country, come take me home again. Oh, peace train sounding louder,
ride on the peace train.
Come on, the peace train. It's peace train, holy rolling.
Everyone jump up on the peace train.
So that was Wild World and Peace Train, both by Cat Stevens, who later changed his name to Yusuf when he kind of went a little crazy, I guess. So, that was what I just played. And next is Neil Young, Heart of Gold. But before I play that, I'm going to go on my own little tangent and talk for a little bit. So tomorrow I'm actually going to skip classes, which I shouldn't say because my parents are going to listen to this, but it's the Red Sox parade, so I feel as if I have an obligation to that that is obviously vastly more important than sitting through chem and calc lecture especially since I just had tests in both of them. So I figure we shouldn't learn anything too exciting in that time period. So not going to be in class tomorrow to anybody listening, and whoever wants to go to the parade with me, call and let me know. I'd appreciate it. I only know of one person I'm going with so far. So that's that.
I'm not sleepy, and there's no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I'll come following you. Though I know that evening's empire has returned into sand, vanished from my hand, left me blindly here to stand, but still not sleeping. My weariness amazes me, I am branded on my feet. I have no one to meet, and the ancient empty streets too dead for dreaming. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy, and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I'll come following you. Take me on a trip up on your magic swirling ship. My senses have been stripped. My hands can't feel to grip. My toes too numb to step. Wait only for my boot heels to be wandering. I'm ready to go anywhere. I'm ready for to fade into my own parade. Cast your dance and spill my way. I promise to go under it. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there's no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In a jingle jangle morning, I'll come following you. Though you might hear laughing, spinning, swinging madly across the sun, it's not aimed at anyone. It's just escaping on the run. And but for the sky, there are no fences facing. And if you hear vague traces of skipping reels of rhyme to your tambourine in time, it's just a ragged clown behind. I wouldn't pay it any mind. It's just a shadow you're seeing that he's chasing. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In a jingle jangle morning, I come following you. Disappearing through the smoke rings of my mind, down the foggy ruins of time, far past the frozen leaves, the haunted, frightened trees, out to the windy beach, far from the twisted reach of crazy sorrow. Yes, to dance beneath the diamond sky with one hand waving free, silhouetted by the sea, circled by the circus sands, with all memory and fate driven deep beneath the waves. Let me forget about today until tomorrow. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In a jingle jangle morning, I come following you.
So for anybody who doesn't know, that right there was Bob Dylan, who's probably the most influential musician of the 20th century, or was the most influential musician of the 20th century, and had a profound impact on the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, and anybody else you can think of, actually. The Rolling Stones took their name from him, with Like a Rolling Stone resulting in their name, the Rolling Stones. So I'd say he was pretty important to them, considering he is their namesake. Also, fun fact, I have a relative who is big on the Greenwich Village earthy crunchy scene way back when Bob Dylan was starting out, back in the Gaslight Cafe. And if you don't know what that is, then look it up, because it's pretty interesting little tidbit of time in the United States and for American music and culture. Very influential and very, very strange. Up next is Atlantic City by The Band.
Well, they blew up the Chicken Man in Philly last night, and they blew up his house too. Down on the boardwalk, they're ready for a fight. Gonna see what them racket boys can do. Now there's trouble busting in from out of state, and the DA can't get no relief. Gonna be a rumble on the promenade, and the gambling commissioner's hanging on by the skin of his teeth. Everything dies, baby, that's a fact. But maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on, fix your hair up pretty, and meet me tonight in Atlantic City. Job and I put my money away, but I got the kind of debt that no honest man can pay. So I threw out what I had from the Central Trust, and I bought us two tickets on that Coast City bus. Everything dies, baby, that's a fact. But maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on, your hair up pretty, and meet me tonight in Atlantic City. Now our luck may have died and our love may be cold, but with you forever
All right, well, before I play my next song, I just want to introduce it, since I'm about to completely change the genre after this. But up next is Rocket Man by Elton John, which, you know, since I just played the Young Thug updated remix, I figured I might as well also play the original for any purists out there.
My bags last night, pre-flight, 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight.
So that was Rocket Man, and the next song I'm going to play is probably the most famous music video ever, because the guy singing it wore a very famous red jacket with a lot of zippers. Anyways, here's Thriller.
Without the soul for getting down, must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
I'm gonna do it tonight.
Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
Okay, so the laugh at the end was creepier than I remembered it, but in case you missed it, I played that almost only because it's Halloween, but that's obviously Thriller from the Thriller album, which was the highest selling album ever up until, interestingly enough, the Eagles' Greatest Hits album overtook it. So that's an interesting little fact. The other thing about that song is I was really disappointed when I went out over Halloween weekend and did not hear that song a single time. For anybody who doesn't know, Halloween weekend, this is more for my parents again, since I know they listen and they might not know, is Halloween weekend is like the weekend before or after Halloween. And people go out to, you know, parties all dressed up in costume and whatnot. And I really feel like one of the greatest dance songs ever should have been played, but I guess not. So anyways, I'm going to stick with Michael Jackson for one more song, if you wouldn't mind. So this is PYT, Pretty Young Thing.
You know, you make me feel so good inside. I've always wanted a girl just like you. Such a PYT.
Thank you.
Okay, so that was PYT by Michael Jackson, who, again, is definitely one of the greatest artists to ever live, and also probably one of the most interesting. So before I close out tonight, I'm going to talk about how I walked here, because it was Halloween, and it was kind of spooky walking through empty streets at 1:30 in the morning when there's literally nobody else out, and then you start hearing cars or like just a single person walking. And it's funny because when I was walking here, I was like, what's the quickest way here? And I thought of what my grandfather always says, and he's like, you gotta walk down the hypotenuse, it's the fastest way. So that's my grandfather's voice, basically, in case that went over your head. But anyways, that's Big Jim, my grandfather, who always says you have to walk down the hypotenuse or take the hypotenuse to wherever you're going. He says that, and that you have a face for radio. That's his favorite quote. So my time here is almost up. You've been listening to Slightly Medium on WMFO, and this is one last song for Halloween before I go.
An eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise. And suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Mash cool!
Easy, Igor, you impetuous young boy.
Mash cool!
Monster mash cool! Monster mash cool!
myself tired.
Happy Halloween, everyone. Well, so, to ring in the holiday, I figured the theme of this week's edition of Full Tilt will naturally be Halloween, but it'll be a tad more specific than that. I think we'll go with spooky punk. As you know, the genre itself does have a lot of horror themes in it, a lot of fun Halloween stuff that gets frequently played with within the genre, so I think we're going to kind of survey that, and we're going to have some fun with it. Some of it's going to be spooky, some of it's going to be maybe a bit more lighthearted, and it'll feature some old stuff and maybe a new thing here or there. But get ready for an hour of good old spookiness. Ringing in the holiday. Halloween is a personal favorite of mine, and I still haven't figured out exactly what I'm going to do tonight, but I think I might go to Somerville Theater and go see Rocky Horror Picture Show. If you guys haven't seen Rocky Horror, you should make that part of your Halloween tradition. It's a good time. Or you can get serious about watching a scary movie and really try to wig yourself out. Either way is a pretty good use of time on your Halloween. So if you've got a good idea on what to do for Halloween, feel free to call in. But otherwise, we are going to continue, and we are going to step in to this hour of spooky punk. Enjoy. You're listening to Full Tilt. I'm DJ Gimme Gimme. This is 91.5 FM WMFL Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Let's do it.